This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer. We welcome you back here to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. It is game time once again as the Jackson Center Tigers get set to play against Troy Christian. It is a regional semi. What is at stake? Well, it's a berth in the regional title game on Friday night at 7 against the Rushi Raiders. This club, Troy Christian, has had a great season. A mark of 24-2 on the year. Coming off wins against Cedarville, 68-52, and Miami Valley Christian Academy, 58-32, in the last two tournament triumphs for Troy Christian, which defeated Jackson Center, by the way, back on January 6th in Jackson Center by a score of 42-35. That was one of those games where Troy Christian led virtually from start to finish, didn't give away the lead, never led by more than two or three possessions, won it by 7 points, and the leading scorer on the year, Parker Penrod, who's at 19 points a game, scored 14 in that contest. He made 1-3. Frank Rupnick, the big 6'7 postman, nailed a 3. Christian Bruseman, 5'11 senior guard, made a 3. And Troy Christian hit 10 of 12 free throws for the contest, made just 4 turnovers in the entire game, and Jackson Center couldn't quite get the game tied up. Jackson Center is a different club now. Troy Christian is as well. Jackson Center being sparked here lately by Lucas Hartle and Lucas Heitkamp, both at 10 points per outing, up 2-3 points a game over the last month. Reed Platfoot in the middle, Chuck, at 15 points a game, needs to be the knockout puncher here tonight for Jackson Center.
Yeah, he needs to be strong. And in the district game, he had a tendency to, he was trying to fade away, and he was not being strong. He has got to go right at Rupnick. He's got to take it to the basket and try to get to the free throw line. But Lucas Hartle he had a really good offensive game on Saturday. He had been struggling offensively, and boy, when he's playing well, that's when Jackson Center's at their best.
The Tigers are now 17-9 on the year. They've won 7 in a row. Last loss was suffered to Minster, 49-45, back on January 27th. Real nice 48-41 win by Jackson Center over Lehman in the district championship this past Saturday. Very good first and fourth quarters in that game for Jackson Center. In fact, we'll talk to head coach Aaron Kloffenstein about that in just a few minutes. Tigers on the floor, shooting around to our right, Troy Christian to our left. Again, the winner will take on Rushi in a regional championship on Friday at 7 for a berth in the state Final Four. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed, right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Warren.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Warren girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena is filling up for the second time tonight. We've got the second game of two here in Kettering. It's the boys' Division IV regional semifinal, the second one of a pair, featuring Jackson Center and Troy Christian. First game won Marushi easily, as expected, over Lancaster Fisher Catholic by a final score of 71-20. Aaron Kloppenstein, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers, has done a great job. First year as the head man, a disciple of longtime head coach Scott Elkert, who ran the program for 23 years over two stints. He coached at Jackson Center for 28 or 29, including some JV seasons. Aaron has been in the system for a number of years, coaching at different levels, including the JV coach, and he has done a high-quality job as the mentor of the Jackson Center boys program, succeeding Scott Elkert. This Troy Christian club is coached by a gentleman whose last name you'll recognize, Ray Zawadzki. His dad, a longtime veteran coach in the Upper Miami Valley, many years at Vidalia Butler, right, Chuck?
Yeah, we had quite a few battles with back in the day when I was coaching at Piqua. We had our Z, Dave Zeller. They had their Z, Ray Zawadzki, and we had some battles. I see Ray's at the end of the floor down there tonight, sitting down there, and it's great to see him.
But this Troy Christian team over the years, if it's had an Achilles heel, it's been the Shelby County League.
Yeah.
In fact, in the last 45 games of high school basketball, Troy Christian has gone 42-3, two of those three losses to Rushi. And the win over Jackson Center in the regular season this year was Troy Christian's first ever win over Jackson Center.
Well,
so the Shelby County League has been a thorn in the side of some very good Troy Christian basketball programs. Troy Christian led by Parker Penrod. He scored 22 points, by the way, in that district championship victory on Saturday night by Troy Christian over Miami Valley Christian. Going to be interesting in this game tonight, Chuck, to see who wins the battle between the 6'6 and 6'7 lads. Blackfoot 6'6 for Jackson Center, Rupnik 6'7 for Troy Christian. Who picks up the second foul first? Who's got the upper hand scoring the first two or three buckets? Who dominates on the glass? That's going to be an interesting duel, as well as out front. Who gets the nod guarding Penrod? Will it be Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp? Hard to say, but some interesting matchups in this game tonight.
No, I think it's going to be Heitkamp. I've watched enough games, and they've matched him up with the best scoring guard. So I think that's who we're going to see playing defense. But you're right about Platfoot and Rupnik. That's going to be a war. And whichever one of those kids can, A, like you said, stay out of foul trouble, and B, play within themselves and kind of control the boards,
yep,
that's going to win the basketball,
yep,
game.
Tempo will be important as well. Troy Christian, as Jackson Center head coach Aaron Kloppenstein will tell you in a few minutes, has got the ability to go high octane up and down the floor. They can also back it out and just ball handle you to death and work minutes off the clock. So pace to this game will be key, no question. Troy Christian let the air out of the basketball in the win over Jackson Center at the Tigers gym in the season.
Well, absolutely, because they have the ability to play both ways too.
Yep.
And when either one of these teams, if they got a lead in the fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go, you're going to be sending them to the free throw line, and you're going to have to hope they miss, because if they're making free throws, the team with the lead at the 4 minute mark will probably win the basketball game.
We're going to return in just a few minutes and hear from Tigers head coach Aaron Kloppenstein when we come back. I'm Jack, along with Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, as the Tigers leave the floor here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts.
Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scores.broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securicon in Minnesota. S-E-C-U-R-Con. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack with Chuck. Boy, to say these two teams are red hot, that's an understatement. Troy Christian has reeled off 12 victories in a row. en route to a 24-2 season, 14-0 record in the Three Rivers Conference for Troy Christian. Two wins over Layman Catholic, one by four on the road at Layman. How about the big Saturday, February 10th victory at Ottawa Glandorf for Troy Christian, 61-50, 16-point win over Cedarville in the tournament, 7-point win over the Jackson Center Tigers back in early January, as we noted, 15-point triumph against Miami East, an 11-point win over Chaminade. Rushi beat Troy Christian by 25. That's one of the two setbacks suffered by Troy Christian. That took place at Pickwa in the holiday tournament on December 28th. The other loss suffered by Troy Christian to Tri-Village on January 27th, 44-28. It's a battle-tested Troy Christian team that's played a pretty rigid schedule outside of the Three Rivers Conference, Chuck.
Yeah, their conference is not incredibly strong. It was better this year than it has been, but you're right. They play. Coach Zawadzki knows if they're going to be battle-tested come this time of year, they got to play some non-conference teams, and they play a stellar non-conference schedule.
The Jackson Center Tigers have won 9 of their last 10. How about that? Beating Marion Local by 3 on the road on Saturday, January 27th. Down New Bremen a couple weeks later at home did the Jackson Center Tigers. It's a team that beat Cincinnati College Prep, club that Rushi played in the district title game. College Prep went up to Jackson back around Christmas time. Tigers won that game by 11. Stout victories down the tournament trail by 22 over Covington, by 7 over Franklin Monroe, held Franklin Monroe to 31. That was a team, that was a club pushing 57, 58 points a game that shot lights out against Fort Loramie. The Tigers beat them by 7, beat Layman Catholic by 7. What a win over Layman, 48-41. That game was advertised to be a nip-and-tuck thriller to the wire. It wasn't. The Jackson Center led from start to finish, was up by as many as 15 early on second quarter, was up double digits for most of the fourth, wound up winning by 7. As head coach Aaron Kloffenstein of Jackson Center noted, we had a great finish to the game and a superb start, too.
Fortunately, we were able to come out and play pretty comfortably. Lucas Hartle really got us settled in early, made some big plays offensively for us, which kind of eased the pressure for everybody else. And Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, and Reed Platt, for those guys have all played on that floor last year and played substantial minutes for a regional runner-up team that graduated 5 seniors. So we do expect those guys to come out and kind of make everybody else's job a little easier and for them to settle in. So that was nice that Lucas came out and helped us do that.
Hey, the two Lucases have been more assertive, more aggressive over the last third of the season or so, and they're really on their game.
Yeah, and Lucas Hartle had a really solid start the season for us, and he came out and really got us going offensively early in the year. And then as teams, you know, start scouting reports developing and whatnot, teams started game plan around him. And then Lucas Heitkamp started stepping in. He ran a stretch there late January, early February, scoring 15, 16, 17 points for a few straight games. And he's doing it at different levels. He is a very strong kid, but he's shooting the ball well for us, so he's able to stretch out the defense a little bit too.
Hey, I was just joking with Reed Platfoot in the hallway after a game at Pickwa. I said, Reed, hey, you can be a little more unselfish if you want.
Yeah, that's actually, it's funny because I've shared that with him a little bit too, and he's, you know, he is taking that to heart. He knows he's an important piece for us, and our guys know he's an important piece for us, and whether or not he's scored, just to play through him, because other teams do put such a strong focus on game planning around him and taking away his scoring, which if they do that, you know, we try to put guys on the floor that can also help score the basketball.
Over the last 11 years, Jackson Center's taken part in 8 district championships. Hey, it's behind you. Mm-hmm. You won this one. And now it's Troy Christian for the second time this year. What did you learn playing them in the season on a Saturday evening at your place?
They just reaffirmed everything that we had previously thought about them. Obviously, Parker Pinrod is an extremely solid basketball player, and they have other pieces around him. Free and Bruceman, Rupnik, you know, all those guys are capable of having big nights. So it's not a team that you can just say, go stop Penrod and then you're going to win the game. You got to respect the other pieces. And, you know, Grice and those other guys that they roll out there can all shoot the ball. So their fifth, sixth, seventh guy aren't guys that you can just ignore either. So you got to respect them all and while trying to contain Penrod.
Aaron Kloffenstein, first-year head coach, Jackson Center, our guest. Before tonight's game between Jackson Center and Troy Christian, this Troy Christian team is very good. It's a fast-paced club. They get up and down the floor. Yet, they can take the air out of the ball at times, as they did against your club in that season match.
Correct. As of late, there, you know, they do have the yin and yang going on where they look to get out and run, and they're extremely effective in transition. They've played some teams that pride themselves on their transition, and Troy Christian's been able to out-transition them, if you will. But then, you know, we've also seen them where they'll go up 6-8 or even against us. I think it was about a one-possession game there, 2-3 minutes left, and they have the guards, the quickness, the ball control to be able to space you out. Which makes them so dangerous to be able to do both of those things.
It's a balancing act this time of year, refining your game and getting ready for the opponent.
Mm-hmm. And with a quick turnaround from Saturday to Tuesday, it's a balancing act of how much you want to try to fix what you know you need to be fixed, while also saying, okay, we got to take these things away from Troy Christian. So trying to find that right balance and put your team in the best position, and that's what we've tried to do all year, and that's what we'll try to do again against Troy Christian.
Yeah, good point by head coach Aaron Kloffenstein at Jackson Center. At eight days between the sectional final and the district game, and then to advance to the state final four, you got to win a district final and two regional games, three contests in 6 days,
yep,
to advance on after having had 7 to 8 days off.
Well, and it's the same for everybody. So, I mean,
yep.
But these are kids. They want to play. Practice is boring. They want to play games.
Three-point shooting will be key here tonight. Both clubs shoot it pretty well. Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, 35% on the year. Preston Sayre, 38%. Nearly 40% from three is Parker Penrod of Troy Christian. Frank Rupnik, the big man, he shoots it at 33%. Christian Bruseman at about 35%. Jackson Center shoots free throws a couple percentage points better than Troy Christian. It's going to be a game of pace, and I think who shoots the outside jump shot better, who makes a few threes, tempo, very, very critical here in this game tonight. Jackson Center shooting around to our right, Troy Christian to our left. We're 8 minutes away from the start of this game. I'm Jack along with Chuck. The winner takes on Rushi Friday night at 7 in the regional championship, Boys Division 4, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Welcome to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 5 minutes away from the start of this game between Jackson Center and Troy Christian, which is led by Parker Penrod, 19.4 points per game to lead the Three Rivers Conference, less than a point better than Jacob Roth of Miami East. Field goal percentage leader in the TRC this year was Alex Free of Troy Christian, 62% from the floor. Reed Blackfoot shoots it at 58% from the floor for the Jackson Center Tigers. In that first meeting between the two during the regular season, it was a real dogfight. Jackson Center could never get caught up. Troy Christian led by a couple possessions most of the way, inched it out to a 7 or 8 point lead very, very late, held onto the ball. Parker Penrod had 14 points in that game, 1-3. Bruseman had 8. Rupnik had 7. Free had 10 in that contest. He was the X factor. Grice had 3 points. For Jackson Center, Reed Blackfoot had 13 points in that contest. Only player in double figures, as the Tigers couldn't produce enough offense. Preston Sayre off the bench had 6. Lucas Heitkamp, Lucas Hartle had 4 each. Trevor Huber had 2, had 2 points. Carter Kloffenstein, by the way, had 5 in that game. He has been out long term with an upper leg injury, just a real bad pull, maybe even a slight tear. Ooh. And that's a nasty injury to get over, Chuck.
It is. You know, I don't know if he plays any spring sports, but, you know, they've missed him. I mean, he's 6'3 sophomore. He wasn't going to get a ton of time come tournament time, but still a body you can throw out there to rest somebody or if you get somebody in foul trouble.
Right. That's a good point. Both teams shot free throws well in that regular season meeting. Jackson Center was 7 of 9 at the stripe. Troy Christian was 10 of 12 at the free throw line. Troy Christian led 11 to 5, 23-18 and a half. Jackson Center closed within 2 at 31-29, got it to 1 early in the fourth. And Troy Christian held the ball with a short lead late in that fourth quarter and preserved a 42-35 regular season triumph over Jackson Center. That was back on January 6th. Again, Chuck, wow, this Jackson Center team, I wouldn't say it's undergone a facelift since, but much more aggressive play out front from the guards.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they started the season and they went to Blackfoot, and they should go to Blackfoot, but at the same time, it's almost got to be inside out. Throw the ball down on the block and bring the ball back out. You got 3 really good 3-point shooters in Hartle, Heitkamp, and Sayre. So, you know, they need to get the ball inside, let Blackfoot become a factor early, and then let those other kids open up because Blackfoot's scoring inside.
Exactly. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components are Reed Blackfoot's got to score often, lead Jackson Center to triumph here tonight. He's got to do a decent defensive job on 6'7", Frank Rupnik and Troy Christian at the same time. Meanwhile, Parker Penrod wants to steal the show out front for Troy Christian. And the two Lucases, Hartle and Eichkamp, have got to D up on Penrod to try to slow him down a little bit. Key components tonight for this game between Jackson Center and Troy Christian. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis. All the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming in a moment here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for Jackson Center. Out front, Lucas Hartle, 5'10 senior, 10 points a game, with Lucas Eichkamp, 6'1 junior, 9.5 a game. Xavier Lowe at a guard position, 5'11 senior. Reed Flatfoot in the middle, 6'6 junior, 15 a game. Trevor Huber at power forward, 6'1" senior. For Troy Christian, the visiting team on the scoreboard wearing the green uniforms, big white numerals in the middle of the chest, Jackson Center, the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. Frank Rupnik, 6'7", senior post player for Troy Christian. Christian Bruseman, 5'11", senior in the opening five, along with Parker Penrod, nearly 20 points a game, a 5'11", senior. Ethan Grice, a 5'11", senior guard. Alex Free, 6'2", senior at a wing, averaging just under 10 points a game. Well, Troy Christian takes the opening tip. And deep in the right corner, it's Alex Free with a sloppy pass to the top of the circle. Picked off by Heitkamp. Heitkamp runs the other way. Good! Driving layup, Lucas Heitkamp. Loose ball recovered by Jackson Center. And Heitkamp storms 60 feet. Here's a long left-handed three ball straight away. Penrod pushes it. 3-2, Troy Christian.
I don't know how Alex Free got away with the screen he just set. He almost killed him.
Dribble drive into the lane for Jackson Center. It's Lucas Hartle. Gives it up on the arc to Heitkamp. He goes opposite to Huber in the right corner. They give him space. Huber to the rack. Up and in. He banked in a four-footer. Good sign for Jackson Center. Points from Huber, who's a solid defensive player and rebounder, are a bonus.
Yeah.
4-3 Tigers. Another three ball. Troy Christian. It is good. Christian Bruseman got a screen. High right. 22-footer. He buried it. Troy Christian didn't appear to have any problem with the hoop shooting around in the pregame. They were judging the depth perception really well. And it is carried over into the contest. 6-4. Troy Christian on two threes. Flatfoot top of the circle goes to Orkin Rupnik. He loops a pass into the right corner. Intercepted by Alex Free. Down to Penrod. off balance in the lane, leans into Huber, and he drew a two-shot foul. Huber had pretty good position. Crafty play by Penrod, who went up into the body of Huber and drew the two shots at the stripe.
That's absolutely a heady play by a senior.
Penrod shooting fouls at an 83% clip on the year. He pumps it up and swishes it to make it 7-4. Troy Christian. Second free throw by him. Both of them dead center. Oftentimes when he makes, Chuck, he doesn't hit the rim.
No, he's a heck of a shooter.
He is a pure jump shooter, a southpaw, a lefty, and the lead is 8-4, Troy Christian. Oh, look out! Huber took his man, one-on-one, drove it from 30 feet. Two straight buckets by Huber. Coming right back, Troy Christian, spinning, turning. Alex Free swiveled into the lane and scored with the left. Frenetic pace, action fast and furious. Already in 2 minutes, 16 points scored. 10-6 in favor of Troy Christian. On the arc, it's Lucas Heitkamp, weaves to Huber out back. Trevor Huber, two makes already in this game for the Tigers, averaging only 2.5 per game. On the arc, Huber, deep left corner, Lucas Hartle. 10-6, Troy Christian, 2.5 play. Pick and roll, Lucas Hartle, Huber, shot fake, and then coming down on top of him is a green jersey. Did Trevor get off the floor, release the shot? Don't think the ball came out of his hand, but he might have made a gyration toward the basket, and he gets the benefit of the doubt.
Now, usually when you give a pump fake like that and they land on you, they give you the shots.
Free throw by Huber, too hard. He got a pair. Troy Christian bench questioned the call, but I think it was a good one. 10-6. Jackson Center down 4. 5:26 to go first quarter. Second free throw, Trevor Huber, Tigers. That's off to the right. Rebound, Troy Christian, which leads 10-6. Already in this game, Troy Christian has lit it up for a couple of threes. Bruseman's got the ball 35 feet away. He is an accurate jump shooter. Ball swept to Grice, top of the circle. They clear out right wing for Bruseman. Now they give it to Penrod. He backpedals, step back three from 29 feet. It's no good. Rebound of a Jackson Center's flat foot. Up to Lucas Hartle. Spot up three. It looks good. It is good. On the money. Lucas Hartle makes it a 10-9 game. Troy Christian. Penrod, forecourt, to her left. Gives it up on the wing to Grice. Grice behind the arc to Christian Bruseman. Straight away to Free. Don't think Rupnik's touched it more than once or twice. Falling down out of the arc is Penrod as he received a bump from Lucas Heitkamp.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a bump, but it was enough because he fell. They had to make the call.
Yep. It was sold by Penrod. Good play by him. Inbounding Alex Free, 6'2 senior, gives it up to Penrod. He looks for a screen, doesn't get it, shoots it from long range. Bullseye! 24-footer straight on.
They've only missed one shot in the first quarter here. That's including two free throws.
You've got to go over top of the screen somehow, some way, to get a hand in the face of Penrod. Otherwise, he will step back and shoot a shot, which he enjoys. And it's 13-9, Troy Christian, Preston Sayre on the floor now for the Tigers. 4-point lead, Eagles. Straight away, flat foot, high left, Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp dumps it to Huber in the lane. Oh, he goes to work on Penrod. That's a mismatch. Third basket for Huber.
Yeah, well, they're trying to. They wanted to put Penrod on him because they didn't think he was going to be a scorer. He's got 6 points.
13-11, Troy Christian, but two. Rupnik handles straight away. Gives it up to Penrod. Gets a screen from Rupnik. Penrod veers right, doesn't shoot. Deals outside the arc of the left to Alex Free. There goes Alex Free. Carving out space in the lane. A little running swivel shot from down around his hip. And it goes in. And when will the Eagles miss? 15-11 in favor of Troy Christian. Ball thrown up the floor to Sayre in the right corner. 3:09 to go in the first. in less than 5 minutes, Chuck. 26 points scored already.
Yeah, I know. And their only miss was that 30-footer that Penrod put up that was off the front of the rim.
Lucas Hurdle's got the ball for Jackson Center. Straight on. Picked up by Bruseman. Foul line to Platfoot. He pivots. Goes to work and Rupnik in the lane. Here comes the double team. Fade away by Platfoot. It hit the flange. Kicked away. Here comes Free. Barreling down the floor for the Eagles. Oh, a good no-look pass down inside to Brennan Hoshwalt, who's in off the bench, and he missed the reverse layup. Tigers get it. Hooked away from behind by Penrod. One-on-one against Lucas Hurdle. Oh, look at that maneuver in the lane with the left hand. Wow. 17-11, Christian.
He's fun to watch.
Lucas Heitkamp, 35 feet away for Jackson Center. On a weave to Lucas Hurdle. Peels off a screen. Three-point ball online. And it ricocheted off the rim. Rebound down to the Eagles. Alex Free. On the arc to Penrod. Oh, moving screen Free.
That's at least three. He's throwing, I'm going to say this, he's throwing dirty screens. That's dirty basketball.
Yep, the officials have been a little liberal on that. They've given Troy Christian a lot of freedom on that screen, which more often than not has not been stationary. That one was whistled, and Jackson Center gets the ball back down to 6, 17-11, with 2:09 to go in the first. Lucas Heitkamp down the left side. Brennan Hochwalt on him. He's in off the bench as Hochwalt. Right wing, it's Xavier Lowe. Lowe behind the arc. Flips it left side to Lucas Heitkamp. He's chested by a defender. Troy Christian's had three different players on Lucas Heitkamp. Right wing, Lucas Hurdle dances inside the arc. Gives it up straight away to Sayre. 1:39 to go in the first. 17-11, Troy Christian. Good defense by the team in green. Xavier Lowe on top to Platfoot. Platfoot starts to drive on Rupnik. Feeds Sayre in the right corner. Sayre goes baseline. Defensive foul. Penrod was not set. Tigers will throw it in to the right of the rim with a minute 25 to go in the first. The winner gets Rushi on Friday night at 7. We are online on the air at 6:20. Ball inbounded, baseline right to Lucas Hurdle. Fade away from 12. A little too much oomph on it. Weak side rebound to the Eagles. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. Troy Christian has the ball at midcourt. It's Bruseman down the left side to Penrod. Straight away to Riston Taylor, 6'2 sophomore. Penrod, top of the circle, shot fake. Foul line, Jay. Missed it. Off the flange, long board. Lucas Hurdle, Jackson Center. 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hurdle outside the arc on the left. Deals to Platfoot. Reed's gotten one shot off in this game. Rupnik hasn't tried one yet for Troy Christian. Deep left corner, it is Xavier Lowe. Bounce pass on top to Sayre. Poked away by Penrod. It rolls into the Tiger bench. Last touch by a green jersey. Should be Jackson Center ball with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Troy Christian leading 17-11.
Should have been a foul on Parker Penrod. He slid and undercut him right there in front of the bench. That's a foul every day.
And that would have been number two.
Yep.
Hubert inbound for the Tigers, who need a bucket before the end of this first period. Half minute to go. Midcourt, Lucas Hurdle for Jackson Center. On the bounce, Beers right, has an avenue. He slides down the lane. He's hooked from behind. Foul Troy Christian. Third on the Eagles in the period. Now the scoreboard registers a fourth. Next one will enable Jackson Center to shoot free throws. 26 seconds to go in the first, 17-11, Troy Christian. Trevor Huber's got 6 points for Jackson Center. Here's Blackfoot, 30 feet away for the Tigers. Rupnik guards him with 10 to go in the quarter. Blackfoot starts his move, 7 to play. Blackfoot high right's got to give it up to Huber. Huber pivots into the lane, fadeaway 15-footer. It hit the heel, no good. Tigers did not get the shot they wanted. They hope Platfoot could maneuver, maybe get below the foul stripe against Rupnik. Fine defense by Troy Christian. Spoil that. 17-11 Eagles after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A 6-point lead for Troy Christian entering the second quarter. The big man for the Eagles, 6'7", Frank Rupnik, didn't take his shot, yet Troy Christian is on top by half dozen. Here is Jackson Center throwing the ball to the foul line. Back to the basket is Lucas Eichkamp, and he has the ball struck away from him by a Troy Christian player. It rolls out of bounds below the basket. Preston Sayre will be the playmaker for the Tigers, who are down 6, 17-11. 10 seconds into the second quarter. Inbounded right in front to Blackfoot. He'll score from there all day. Oh, he lipped the rim on a little soft 3-foot left-handed hook shot. It rattled, came out, tough break. Knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Not the start to the second quarter. The team in white wanted, trailing Troy Christian 17-11. Eagles in the green. Jackson Center, the home white. Troy Christian has a habit of getting a lead of 6-8 points and then running a lot of clock. Here is Hochwald in the right corner, feeds a driver, Christian Brusman, and then he throws it back on the arc to Penrod. Screen, Rupnik, top of the circle. Left side, Brusman. Now Rupnik straight away. Right now, Rupnik is just a screen setter. Oh, Penrod lets it go. That was maybe out of his range. Good hand in his face. Way off the mark was Penrod. Rebound, Jackson Center. Flatfoot down the floor, twisting, turning, into the lane. Another one right in front with the left hand. Blown. Rebound, Troy Christian. Tough break for Reed. He's had two cripples, a couple of bunnies. Very short range. Neither one got down through the net.
He needs to shake it off. He can't let that bother him.
Here's a good weave by Jackson Center, or I should say by Troy Christian. Oh, nice action. Good motion offense. Foul line, Jay Bruceman is perfect. 19-11, biggest lead, Troy Christian. Huber on the arc for Jackson Center. Tigers have not scored in 4 minutes. Long three, Lucas Heitkamp. There we go. Lucas Heitkamp zeroes in. 19-14. Couple of minutes gone. Second quarter. Ethan Grice, high left for Troy Christian. Matt Rupnik, deep left corner. Bounces out high to Penrod. Tries to shake Lucas Heitkamp. Can't do it. Between the rings to Hochwald. 6-foot sophomore. Far right corner, Brusman. Looks for the cutter, can't find him. Delivers to Penrod. Heitkamp on him. Screen for Rupnik. Penrod wants to drive. Dishes Hochwald. Foul line extended right. Fadeaway shot. Brusman. Swish. Oh, Troy Christian shooting it well.
They got all these seniors out here playing really well right now.
21-14. Troy Christian in the lead by 7. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Lucas Hartle, he is short. Had a pretty good look from 6 feet out. Missed it. Quickly, Troy Christian, long three. Four court left. Ethan Grice, bullseye, bullseye. Troy Christian is hot. Eagles on a roll. Up 10. 5:07 to go, second quarter on scores. Broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, the senior-laden roster for Troy Christian getting the job done early. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Jackson Center down by 10. Here's Reed Platfoot on a weave. Gets the ball down the left lane line. Missed the shot. Another one that could have gone, but he was nudged. Opportunity there for a three-point play. Ball wouldn't go in.
Yeah, he's very frustrated. You can see it in his face.
Two free throws. Reed Platfoot for Jackson Center. It is bouncing around. No good. 24-14, Troy Christian leads. Biggest lead for the Eagles. 4:52 to go, second quarter. Troy Christian's missed, what, four shots in the game so far?
At the most, yeah.
Platfoot missed again. It hit the back flange, went way high in the air, and the ball plummeted right down into the lap of Alex Free. Free up the floor to Penrod. Straight away to Hochwalt. Hochwalt's a sophomore. He's on the floor with four seniors right now. Rupnik straight away to Alex Free. Free back to Penrod. Penrod on the bounce, 30 feet away. Oh, he dishes on the play to Free. Player fell down for Jackson Center, and Free cuts to the basket, blitz to the rim, laid it through, 26-14.
What a great pass that was.
12-point lead, Troy Christian. Here's Trevor Huber. Trevor Huber driving, and he goes down the floor against Alex Free. He took it at midcourt. Huber would not be denied. He's got four baskets. Terrific game for him. 26-16. Troy Christian in the lead. Quick long three by Alex Free. Way off the mark. Uncharacteristic there for Troy Christian to fire up that fast. Jackson Center down 10, 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. Reed Platfoot's got to get untracked. Gives it up to Huber, baseline right. Huber against Free, muscles, and scores. 10 points, Trevor Huber. 26-18, Troy Christian in the lead. Four straight by Jackson Center. Dribble drive from the right wing, but Penrod. Penrod to the rack, around two players. Lay up, got it. Would have been a goaltend on Reed Platfoot. Ball went in anyway. Splendid drive by Platfoot. Lickety-split from the right corner. Timeout called. Troy Christian, 3:17 left, second quarter. Our score is 28-18 in favor of Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, one of the keys to this game was that Reed Platfoot for Jackson Center needed to make his mark on this contest. He's been held scoreless. Rupnik, the big man, 6'7 for Troy Christian, no points. But Rupnik not nearly as important offensively to Troy Christian as Reed is to Jackson Center. Trevor Huber, brilliant game so far for the Tigers. He's got 10. 28-18, 10-point lead, Troy Christian. 2:51 to go here in the second quarter. The floor is spread for Lucas Heitkamp. He drives the lane. Great dish on the play. And guess what? Huber scored again. A career night for Trevor Huber. 28-20, Troy Christian. 2:33 left to go here in the second quarter. Jackson Center was once down by 12. It's now 8. Far right side of the floor, Brisbane. Huber's done well driving, using his muscle. He's displayed his strength. He's overpowered the defenders of Troy Christian. Dribble drive into the lane. Troy Christian. Nice job, Brusman. Late flip to Rupnik. Banked it. Missed it. But a foul. Frank Rupnik gets two for Troy Christian. Good motion attack there by the Eagles. 2:14 to go, second quarter. Troy Christian up 8. Rupnik at the strike. Left-hand free throw shooter. Bangs it off the iron. No good. F. Jackson Center's missed a few close-in shots. One sequence, they had a pair of free throws go awry. Second free throw, Rupnik, very hard. Well long. Rebound down to Blackfoot, head to Lucas Hurdle. A chance here to cut it to 5 or 6. Oh, here's a ball given up on the play to Blackfoot, and he weaves his way to the basket. He sneaked in there along the left lane line and laid it up with the left-hand motion off the glass. Good assertive play by Blackfoot. Six-point game. Here is Penrod stepping inside the arc. Well guarded. Swish on the 19-footer.
He is really, really hard to stop.
Yep, he's got a lot of bounce in those legs. He's able to wiggle free. He likes that unorthodox step-back jumper. Blackfoot again against Rupnik, who blocked it. Blackfoot got it back, laid it up hard, but he was fouled on the rebound attempt, and he will shoot two. 30-22, Troy Christian, 1:29 left in the second quarter. Two more free throws for Reed Blackfoot. Don't want to jinx him. He missed his first pair at the stripe. This one is pure, all cord. 30-23, Troy Christian had the 7. 1:29 to go in the second. Penrod is like an energizer bunny for Troy Christian. Never stops.
He's as good a guard as I've watched this year.
Well, Blackfoot now 1 of 4 at the free throw line. That one is no good. Rebound to the Eagles, who are up 7. 80 seconds to go in the first half. High right, it's Hawkwalt on top to Penrod. He's now 25 feet away, motions. Rupnik, the big man, goes down inside. There's a step back three by Penrod. No good off the heel. Rebound by Huber. Huber digs it off the floor, and he comes out of there with it. Terrific game by Trevor Huber. He's at the foul line. Dumps it off in the right corner to Heitkamp. He goes baseline. He's checked. Gives it back to Huber. Huber starts a drive. A green jersey flops. Defensive foul, Troy Christian.
It was absolutely a flop.
30-23. Jackson Center down 7. 49 seconds to go in the first half. Trevor Huber extremely active offensively for the Tigers. He saved the day with, what, 10 points, Chuck?
12.
Six field goals for Trevor Huber for Jackson Center. He has kept the Tigers within range. Down to 7 on the arc, Lucas Heitkamp gives it up to Lucas Hurdle. Picked up by Brusman. 40 seconds to go, first half, 7-point difference. Hurdle on a weave to Heitkamp. 30 feet out. Hawkwalt is on Lucas Heitkamp, who hands off to Blackfoot. He's got the ball at his hip. Looks at the clock. 24, 23. Down to the 22nd mark, late second quarter. Troy Christian 30, Jackson Center 23. Tigers hang on for one shot. Reed Blackfoot between the circles. Looks at the scoreboard, 10 to go. Two screens set on Rupnik. Straight away Huber. Weave to Lucas Hurdle. Hurdle with a fadeaway 19-footer in the air. No good at the buzzer. Troy Christian 30. Jackson Center 23, 7-point game. That was the margin of difference for the final score when these two clubs met in the regular season. Troy Christian, good burst at the outset, led by as many as 12, 26-14. Jackson Center came back late in that second quarter of action and outscored Troy Christian 9-4 over the last 4 minutes. We'll return with halftime in a few. I'm Jack along with Chuck. 30-23, Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It is our halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Troy Christian 30, Jackson Center 23 at the intermission break. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Building Excellence, Building Hotels for the Hospitality Industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. It is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Red hot shooting for the Eagles.
Well, red hot, really good shooting by both teams. Jackson was 10 of 19, that's 52%. 2 for 2 from behind the arc, where they didn't shoot well. 1 for 6 from the free throw line. On the other side, Troy Christian, 12 of 18, 4 of 8 shooting threes, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Rebounding advantage is 10 to 8, Troy Christian. Jackson had one offensive rebound. Troy Christian didn't have any. Going to the scoring, 14 points for Parker Penrod. He was as advertised in the first half. 7 from Grossman. I thought he was terrific. They got 4 from Alex Free. He scored 2 early. Has played really good defense on the inside. 3 points from Bryce and 2 points from Rupnik. He scored 17 and 13 for 30. Jackson Center led by Trevor Huber. 6 of 7 from the floor, 12 points. They got 5 from Lucas Heitkamp, 3 each from Flatfoot and Hartle. They scored 11 and 12, and they trail it 30 to 23 at the half.
The biggest lead was a 12-point differential at 26 to 14. It is 7 here at the break. We'll start the third quarter in about 4 minutes. Kudos, thank you, hats off to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, our scores founding partner. It has sustained its partnership ever since 2006 and 7. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We would not be on the air online today bringing you coverage of high school sports here in the tournament if it were not for LaCal Equipment since 2006 and 7. Thank you very much, LaCal, which came to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Thanks again. 30-23, Troy Christian over the Tigers, 3 minutes before the start of the third quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Trevor Huber made the plays in that first half for Jackson Center. 12 points, 6 field goals. He made one Wisebridge play after another. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Up Troy Christian on a mission. First possession, second half. Got the ball to the big man Rupnik, who did not score in the first two quarters, and he gets a bucket down low on the right, lays one in from 2 feet, and that's how Troy Christian starts the third quarter. Here's a long three straight away. Lucas Heitkamp, it grazes the rim, ricochets into the corner. Troy Christian ball leading 32-23. Bruseman to Penrod to Bruseman. They'll bring it down. They chat as they get to the midcourt stripe. Penrod circles below the rim as Bruseman hands the ball off to Free, top of the circle. Oh, he curves down the right side of the lane, hooks it up on the run, kissed it in off the window. Beautifully designed play. Free was given the open alley, set up by that motion attack. But Troy Christian, well disguised, and the lead is 11. Here's a dribble drive by Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Similar play. Left side of the lane. Made it on the go with his right hand. Good shot by Hartle. Tough make. Moving so fast. Down the left side of the lane. Flipped it with his right hand. And got it up and over Free. Here's Free again. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Coughed up the ball. Picked up by Bruseman. Now to Penrod. 9-point lead. Troy Christian. Nearly 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Penrod near midcourt. Gives it up to Bruseman. Back to Parker Penrod. Huber guards him. Uh-oh, they clear the floor. Penrod into the lane. On the arc to Bruseman for three. He hits it. All set up by Penrod. Penetrate and kick.
Well, Penrod saw that he had Huber on him, and he knew Huber wasn't able to guard him, so...
Bruseman, a 34% three-point shooter, and he showed us why right there. Here's Pat put in the lane for Jackson Center. Good defense by Troy Christian. They put the clamps on him, and Platfoot backpedals and walks. 37-25, Troy Christian. Jackson Center's got a kick at 9 here. Timeout called. It's an early crunch time for the Tigers, who trail by 12. Midway third quarter on Scores, broadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Up here we go, 5:39 remaining, third quarter. Tigers have got to step it up. Good start to the second half from Troy Christian. Boy, Bruseman has got a pure stroke. Oh, he's got a fine shooting touch. He lit it up before the timeout. 37-25 lead, Troy Christian. That's the largest of this game. Previously it was 26-14, a dozen. Now it's 37-25, 12-point differential. Here's Free. Free backpedals below the foul line into the lane. He took steps for Troy Christian. One of the few mistakes the Eagles have made in this game.
And it looked like Huber might have grabbed his arms. So
midcourt, it is Jackson Center on the bounce. Cooper Hartle to Lucas Heitkamp. The two Lucases need to fire up. Weave is on. Heitkamp explodes down the lane to the rack right in front. Right on cue. Got it for two. Lucas Heitkamp. 37-27. Troy Christian but 10. 4:50 left, third quarter. Here comes the double team on Penrod. And Penrod is covered up
He spun away and stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Good clamp-down defense. Jackson Center, which used the sideline as help. Two men jumped Penrod. He turned it over. That doesn't happen often. Here is Blackfoot, top of the circle for Jackson Center. On a weave to Heitkamp. Back to Blackfoot for three. It's in the air. Barely caught. Iron. Rebound to Rupnik of Troy Christian. Rupnik up to Free. Alex Free, 6'2 senior. To Bruseman on the arc, guarded by Lucas Hartle. 37-27, Troy Christian. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Bruseman to Free. Oh, below the basket, Penrod. Penrod caught it, came off a screen. Reverse layup, yes. And a foul on the Tigers. The shot hung on the rim forever. Whistle blew. Ball went in. Free throw, Penrod. Chuck, the motion offense is super.
Yeah, they're running it to perfection this evening.
Oh, Penrod missed a free throw. It was in, and it curled out. Here's Lucas Hartle, forecourt left for Jackson Center. Left corner. Cooper Hartle. Lucas has a lane right down the paint to the rack. Oh, it's on the iron. No good. Sit back is good. What a play. Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center.
Good job of staying with it, boy.
39-29. Jackson Center down 10. Troy Christian has played splendidly. Here's Rupnik inside to Free. Oh, hits the cutter down the lane. Bruseman missed the gimme right in front. Jackson Center gets a break. Down 10. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Lucas Hartle on the arc. Steps inside it. Lets it fly. Off the back iron. Rebound pinballed. Taken down by Free of Troy Christian. Up the floor. He lost it. Out of bounds. Eagles in too much of a hurry.
Yeah, they're playing a little out of sight. They're out of sync. That's the word I'm trying to come up with.
Yep. Troy Christian has proven here in the last minute it's human. A couple of turnovers. Jackson Center needs to cash in. Down 10. 3:13 left in the third. 39-29. Troy Christian. Here's Reese Blackfoot on the arc. Gives it to Cooper Hartle, to Lucas Hartle. Elbow left, jump shot short. Rebound Troy Christian, and Flatfoot got his arms around a green jersey and fouled. Number one on Flatfoot. I don't think Rupnik's picked up a personal yet for Troy Christian, Chuck.
You can't tell by the scoreboard, so I don't think so either.
Midcourt on the bounce. It is Bruseman for Troy Christian, which leads to 10. 2:53 left to go, third quarter. Brennan Hawkwalt into the post to Rupnik. He dribbled too much, almost lost it. Gave it up to Bruseman. He starts a drive. Now to Free, who goes cross court. Very bad pass. Right into the hands of Lucas Heitkamp at Jackson Center. Three miscues by the Eagles in the last 2 minutes. Baseline right, flat foot, back to the basket. Into the lane. Goes to work on Rupnik. Passed up a shot. Gave it to the three-point shooter, Cooper Hartle, in the corner. No good. It's long. Rebound Eagles. Tigers have missed chances. Empty possessions here after empty possessions by Troy Christian. Here is Free, diving into the lane, probes the middle, got down below the net. Reach-around foul by Jackson Center. Tigers have had opportunities since that four-minute mark. Just did not capitalize, Chuck.
Yeah, they're not scoring, and that's trouble for them, that's for sure.
How many field goals for Reed Blackfoot? Shot fake below the rim by Free. Two Tigers went up, went past, and Alex Free dropped it in from 3 feet.
Blackfoot has one basket, one for four from the free throw line.
And he was a key to the game, part of our Francis Schulte pregame. Preston Sayre, open left corner, Tigers, hoists it, it is short. That was a three ball, rebound Troy Christian. Here's Penrod through the lane, gives it up deep right corner to the jump shooter, Grice, trifecta, off the iron. Rebound Jackson Center, long throw down the floor, Lucas Hartle baseline right, he wants the continuation. Quick fast break Tigers. Lucas Hartle made a horse shot, was fouled,
but it was said to be on the floor.
Yeah. Well, it was close.
No field goal. Probably a good call. 41-29. Troy Christian on the last bucket by Free. Ball thrown into Blackfoot in the lane. Reverse layup with the left. Hooks it in. Blackfoot got the ball of the inbounds throw. They lobbed it up to him high. He made three dribbles across the paint. Soft left-handed hook. Kissed it in off the window. 41-31. Tigers down 10. 70 seconds to go. Third quarter. Troy Christian at midcourt. It is Penrod. Reed Blackfoot comes out to check him. Does so too tightly. Unnecessary foul on Blackfoot. And is that number three?
That's his third. That would be right. That was silly.
That was one of those inexplicable fouls. 107 to go, third quarter. Troy Christian inbounding up the 10, 41-31. Here's Penrod, 35 feet away. Heitkamp on him. Trevor Huber now on Penrod. Penrod scoots top of the circle, handoff to Free. Troy Christian's going to work clock. Penrod, 35 feet out. Started a drive, pulled it back out. Penrod is like an energizer bunny, never still, always moving, gyrating, jab steps. Juke to the left, juke to the right. He's got the ball 40 feet away, gave it to Ethan Grice. 30 seconds to go, third quarter, 41-31. Troy Christian, near midcourt, Penrod handles. Down to 20 to go in the third. Midcourt, it's Hochwalt. Hochwalt dribbling against Cooper Hartle for Jackson Center. He's at the Firebirds logo here at Fairmont. Still 7 seconds remaining, and Troy Christian's way out on the court. Here's Penrod, start to drive, pulls up in the top of the circle, hits it right before the buzzer. It was a long two-pointer by Penrod. Troy Christian seemed to make no attempt at the basket the last minute of the third quarter. And then with under five to go, Penrod makes a move and gets his defender to back up a little bit, giving Penrod space. And he rises up on a dime and sinks it to give Troy Christian a 12-point spread. 43-31 after three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, we'd like to tell you all about one of our fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Barker Insurance. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Go 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Cooper Hartle tries to ignite Jackson Center with a quick triple from the left corner. It's short. The rebound down to Troy Christian, which is up 12. As we start the fourth quarter, Eagles are in the driver's seat. Jackson Center fouls way out on the floor. And Troy Christian will throw in far side of the court. Tigers had opportunities in that third. Troy Christian, Chuck, I think, had four empty possessions in a row. Jackson Center simply could not put a big dent into the deficit. Here is Alex Free, top of the circle. Boy, he's a good driver. He splits two defenders, goes down the lane, shovels it to Rupnik. Blackfoot swipes it. Good steal by Reed. Reed Blackfoot down the floor, top of the circle. Heitkamp, right flank. He's available behind the foul line. Jump shot, front rim, backboard no good. Stick back. Blackfoot got it. Reed Blackfoot on the offensive glass.
That was a big-time rebound.
Yeah, that was strong. He needs to just have a good fourth quarter.
43-33, Troy Christian with 10. 6:52 to go in the game. Penrod down the left side to Free. Huber steps in front and draws the offensive foul. That was marginal. Jackson Center gets the break.
I'm smiling, but I don't think that was a great call.
Yep, the offensive player who's dribbling into the left corner just kind of turned his body back toward the middle of the floor. Huber had jumped him, didn't give the offensive player any space to turn.
Yep.
And Troy Christian bench didn't say much. Break, Tigers. Jackson Center needs to take advantage.
Well, that's the advantage of having a 10-point lead. You don't have to say much.
Right. 43-33. Troy Christian leads. Here's a long three ball. Jackson Center letting it go. Lucas Hartle, no good off the flange. Long board, Lucas Heitkamp. Swish! Swish! Lucas Heitkamp on a launch from 25 straight away. 7-point game, 43-36. 6:22 left in the fourth. Midcourt Penrod for Troy Christian. Picked up by Lucas Hartle. They spread the floor. Penrod drives into the paint. Blocked on the play by Platfoot. Saved by Sayre to Platfoot. One on three. Platfoot all the way to the cup. No good, but he draws a two-shot foul. Platfoot was like a man possessed on that trip down the floor.
Very aggressive play. And Sarah, what a nice save on the end line to get the ball back.
Well, Jackson Center has crawled back within 7. 2 free throws, Platfoot, no good. Foul shooting has been abysmal for the Tigers.
Yeah, that's one of 7.
43-36, Troy Christian, 6:05 to go in the game. Blackfoot lipped the rim, and Huber went over the back, foul on the rebound.
They're down 7, and they've missed 7 free throws.
That's why they call them free throws. It's charity.
Well, they're not accepting the charity.
Nope, not at all. Difference in the game. Jackson Center shooting it poorly from the stripe. Jeff Bray and I had a little conversation via text about that at halftime. Far right wing with the basketball. It is Penrod. Goes cross court on the play to a teammate, Bruseman. Oh, a baseline drive with the left hand. What a play by Bruseman. He leaned into the defender, created a little space, and with the offhand, did a little gyration with his hips. And got that shot to go. Didn't leave the ground very far. Around the edge of the backboard, baseline left. He was fouled in the act of shooting. And Bruseman converts. And Troy Christian shooting a little better at the stripe than the Tigers. And we're back to a 10-point game.
Yep, it should have been 5. Now it's 10 again.
Huber pivots in the lane. Good move to the basket. Huber scores. Trevor Huber. He navigated the paint. He got down deep in the lane area. Troy Christian didn't bother to foul him. And Trevor Huber, who's got some bulk, bullied his way to the rim to make it 46-38. 5:15 to go. Troy Christian leads. Dribble drive, Penrod in the lane. He's doubled up. Gives it left wing to Bruseman. On the arc to Rupnik, back to Penrod. Here comes the double team. Uh-oh. Blackfoot picked up his fourth.
You're going to hedge there, but you can't stick a leg out.
Well, Reed Platfoot's going to have to sit down, I think, or do you just say, hey?
If he sits down, it's going to be for like 3 seconds.
5:03 to go in the fourth, so by your calculation, Chuck will be back on the court with 5 to go.
Yeah, he should be back out there quickly.
He sure should. You got to play the game to the end with your big man. Long three, left corner, Bruseman, wide open, Troy Christian, short. Rebounded by Trevor Huber, down the floor, in the right corner, batted out of bounds by the Eagles, who lead it 46-38, 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout called, Jackson Center down by 8. Under 5 to play in the game on scores.broadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Yep, simply put, Jackson Center's not shot it well enough, especially at the stripe. Down 10. 4:41 to play, fourth quarter. Tigers inbound, deep right corner at Sayre to Lucas Heitkamp. Into the paint, gives to Huber, right part of the floor. He airmails a three. It is strong. Weak side rebound, Brisbane. Jackson Center down 10. Troy Christian in good shape now. 4:25 to go. Three team fouls on the Tigers. Troy Christian wants to shoot free throws and milk the clock. 35 feet away, Ethan Grice. Now to Penrod. Penrod checked by Lucas Hartle. Goes to Rupnik. Rupnik against Huber. Rupnik walked, got away with it. He coughed up the ball. It goes out of bounds. Oh, a Tiger touched it.
Yeah, Preston Sayre trying to grab it and hit him on the fingertip.
Break Jackson Center, or I should say Troy Christian, because Rupnik walked.
Yeah, he took three steps backwards.
4 minutes, 4 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 46-38 in favor of Troy Christian. Top of the circle on a weave, it's Brusman. Brusman gives it up to Penrod. Look out, three-pointer. It's online, hard, no good. Rebound Huber, one on two. He's got to circle back out. Huber with the ball. 46-38. High right, flat foot, triple. Jackson Center way short. Rebound Troy Christian. 46-38, is that correct on the board, Chuck?
Yes.
8-point game, Jackson Center with a chance to cut it to 5 or 6, didn't get it done. And Troy Christian's Ethan Grice is left open, and he cans a 15-footer baseline right. Penrod got it to him. Back to 10, 48-38, 3:17 left. Top of the circle, Lucas Hartle, Jackson Center. Sears his way down the right side of the lane. Coders to the rim and banked it in. Great play. Nicely done. Lucas Hartle, timeout Tigers. 3:08 to go. Jackson Center behind by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yep, Jackson Center is down by 8 points, 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Troy Christian ball. Biggest spread in this game has been 14 on one occasion. It's been 12 a couple or three times. I take that back. Don't think it's been 14. It has been 12, at least on two or three instances. Here's a push-off foul near midcourt.
Now they wanted them to turn the music off because they were playing the music while they were playing.
Good idea by the officials. Yep, shut down that musical interlude while the ball is being dribbled at midcourt. I'd agree.
But I think they need to put the whatever the time was that the official scorebook should have the time of the timeout, and that's what it should go back to.
I was going to make that comment. You got to put seconds back on the clock. You can't finish the game accounting for several seconds with music playing.
It wasn't even good music.
The clock now reads 2:44 to go in the game. It should be about 2:50. It's 48-40 in favor of Troy Christian. I'll remind you about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway, as they did put 2:52 on the clock. 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Say hello to owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Other stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Well, Troy Christian doing what it does well and often, and that is run, what do you call it, the North Carolina, nope, the clock drill?
Yeah, they're in like a 1-4 set. They're gonna keep the ball in Penrod's hands as much as they can, but I'll tell you what, Bruceman is a heck of a ball handler also.
That sure is. Well, we're down to 2:19 to go in the game, and Troy Christian had Jackson Center commit a foul, team's fourth. Eagles threw it in from the sideline, and the running clock again at midcourt is free. Free and Bruceman and Penrod, all three handle the ball extremely well. Here's Rupnik. Rupnik high post, goes back door, free, passed up a shot, and the Eagles continue to dribble. Penrod is double teamed, foul, Xavier Lowe from the backside. Now Penrod will shoot a pair as Jackson Center has reached five, the limit. 48-40, a minute 52 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Bruceman, not Penrod.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thought Penrod was fouled. Penrod was right there along with Bruceman. It was Bruceman who got bumped. Surprised Troy Christian didn't try to sneak Penrod to the line because Bruceman misses. 48-40, second shot for Bruceman, a minute 52 to go in the game.
I'm pretty sure that Aaron might have noticed that Penrod stepped up there.
Bruceman, oh, he lifted the rim. No good. Another opportunity for Jackson Center. Down the floor, it goes to Huber on the arc, to Cooper Hartle, to Lucas Hartle. A long three is strong. Long rebound, Preston Sayre. Tigers get it back. Cross court, Lucas Heitkamp. A dipsy-doo drive. He powers and hits it. Nice play, Lucas Heitkamp, to cut it to six. Closest it's been since midway second quarter. Dribble drive over midcourt, Penrod. Gives it up to Bruceman, corner of the floor. 1:18 to go. 48-42, Eagles. Foul. Sayre is on the back of guess who? Number three, Penrod.
When Bruceman had the ball, I would have fouled him because he just missed two. Well, here's a good free throw shooter, but it gets in your head.
Penrod at the stripe for Troy Christian, which wants to shoot free throws the rest of the way. In fact, on the previous possession, the Eagles passed up a wide-open layup, but free. Foul shot to Penrod is perfect. 49-42, a minute 16 to go. Up and in, 50-42. Troy Christian in the lead. Eagles won the regular season meeting with seven. Here's Lucas Hartle. Oh, he sprints down the lane. Troy Christian doesn't foul. Driving layup, got it. 50-44. 65 seconds to go. Here's Bruceman. Gets the inbound. Zips to midcourt. And he's collided with by Huber. Bruceman at the stripe. Head coach Aaron Kloffenstein was signaling. Somehow get to number one. Bruceman.
You don't want to foul Penrod because you might as well just put two on the board.
Bruceman goes to the stripe. He did miss two. Two possessions to go. 50-44. 6-point game. These are big. Bruceman drops it home. 51-44. 7-point lead, Troy Christian. 58 ticks remaining, fourth quarter. Bruceman flips it up and hits it. 8-point game, tough task for the Tigers. 56 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Lucas Hartle dribbling, gets a screen from Flatfoot. Now to Sayre, long one, 30-footer, longest shot of the night. It cracks off the rim, takes two hops into the corner, goes out of bounds. Troy Christian ball up 8, 46 seconds to go. Tigers simply did not shoot it well enough, fell behind through 2.5 quarters. But 12 points on a few occasions. Blistering start from the perimeter for Troy Christian. And Jackson Center has needed to make a run. Has not got it done. Timeout called. 8-point game. Deficit facing the Tigers with 46 ticks to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, Troy Christian has the basketball ahead by 8, 52-44. Tigers, no choice but to foul, and the Eagles continue to shoot 2. Jackson Center well over the limit of 5. Troy Christian has fouled just twice here in the fourth. Halftime score in this game, Chuck, was what?
30-23, Troy Christian.
Yep, 7-point game at the intermission break. Jackson Center did not get the first score of the third quarter. Went down double digits and has been trying ever so hard since to get it below 10. Got it to 6 two possessions ago, did the Tigers. But a miss on the last possession after 2 Troy Christian free throws. Now the Eagles are back in the stripe again. It's Bruseman who missed 2, and now he's made 4 in succession. 10-point game again, 54-44, 41 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Blackfoot down the floor, stops and pops over Rupnik, and hits a 24-footer. Reed Blackfoot with a bomb to make it a 7-point game with 35 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Yep, the final 35 seconds, Jackson Center fouls. It's inbounded to Bruseman, up to Free. Back to Bruseman, not sure who's going to shoot. 34.1 to go, 54-47 after the Blackfoot 3 for Jackson Center. How many points for Reed tonight, Chuck?
Yes, 10 now.
He got to 10 and really struggled in that first half. red hot shooting, 12 of 18 from the floor for Troy Christian first two quarters, and that essentially is where the ball game was won.
They won it early. I mean, they jumped out to that double-digit lead, and Jackson had a couple of chances to get it down early in the fourth quarter and just couldn't do it.
Free throw, Bruseman, no good. Second shot is good by Bruseman of Troy Christian, who goes 5-for-8 at the stripe. It's an 8-point game. Here is Lucas Arnold, far right wing. Long shot, no good. Wild missed everything. Run out the other way, Troy Christian. Penrod to the rim. He's got it. 57-47. Jackson Center with 15 seconds left. Long three by Huber. Hits the rim. Comes off. That's the way it's gone. A lid on it. Most of the night for the Tigers. 9.7 to go. Troy Christian inbounds. Tigers back up. Final seconds go off the clock. And that's it. All over here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Troy Christian by 10, 57-47 after beating Jackson Center by 7 points in the regular season. Hey, would you believe 15% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's right. And Century brand hand tools are on display. What a bargain. Made in America. Lifetime warranty. Can't beat that. Now 15% off as well at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. One half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. We'll return in just a few minutes with more. Troy Christian defeats Jackson Center by 10 to advance to the regional championship on Friday night at 7 against Rushi. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, hello once again back here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 57-47, the final score of Game 2. The Jackson Center bows out of the tournament here in the regional semifinal. Earlier, Rushi 71, Lancaster Fisher Catholic 20. Sets up a rematch of Rushi Troy Christian. They played back in late December in the Pickwa Holiday Tournament, and that game was won by Rushi 64-39. Troy Christian fans think it will be a lot different this time. I expect it to be closer than 25, that's for sure. We'll just have to wait and see. Troy Christian got a lot of firepower, pumped in 12 of 18 field goals in the first half, and that spelled the difference right away, Chuck.
I did. I mean, and Jackson Center started out scoring well, and then all of a sudden they look up and they're down 6 at the end of the quarter. And from there, I mean, Reed Platfoot just really never got on track tonight. He ended up with 10 points, 1 of 6 from the free throw line. That is not Reed Platfoot basketball. And this is one that he can think about all summer as he works hard to get back here next year.
This is a building block kind of a game. Jackson Center got 35 points. That's all, 35 points from everybody other than Trevor Huber.
Well, they only had four people score.
Woo.
They had four people in double figures. Yeah, Huber had 14, Heitkamp had 12, Hartle had 11, and Flatfoot had 10. But they didn't have the matchup for the 22 from Parker Penrod and the 18 from Christian Bruseman. Those two were outstanding. Now, they had 40 of their 57 points.
Yeah, Troy Christian, in an uncanny way, Chuck, jumped on Jackson Center with hot shooting at the start of this game, almost like this was the Eagles' home court. Boy, they seemed so comfortable. Jackson Center didn't defend quite as well, and boy, Troy Christian took advantage of a little bit of daylight and made jump shot after jump shot.
Well, I was kind of watching down there, watching them shoot around before the game, and I don't think I saw, while I was watching, I don't think Parker Penrod missed more than one shot warming up, and they were all threes, and he is just, background makes no difference to that kid. He is a pure shooter.
Yeah, he is marvelous. That is for sure. I'd like to tell you quickly about A&M Pallet, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. A&M is on Rangeline Road in Rushi, and it's in the business of recycling, repairing broken pallets. Did so back in 1986 for one customer. Today, 200 customers served by A&M Pallet in Rushi. We specialize in buying and repairing pallets or skids. We give them a second life. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call in Rushi at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions on the first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us at A&M on Facebook, A&M Pallet, or call 937-295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Chuck?
Well, if you take a look, I mean, I talked about the scoring for Jackson. They had four kids in double figures, 47 for the game. I'm going to go with Trevor Huber as my player of the game for the Tigers. On the other side, Penrod had 22. Bruseman had 18. Alec Free, who I thought had a good game, had 8. Mm-hmm. Then they got 5 from Grice and 4 from Rupnik. Rupnik, they don't need him to score. They just need him to play the defense, and that's what he did, and I did a great job. And I'm going to go with Bruseman and Penrod as my players for Troy Christian.
Yeah, Rupnik is kind of like the hub in the middle of the wheel. He screens, he picks, he catches passes, delivers the ball, hits players in the right spots at the right time, sort of a decoy. You don't want to let him go, though. He'll score.
He can score.
He'll score his season average of 10 or 11 on you real quick, but he was not a factor tonight. But the senior perimeter players for Troy Christian, as you noted, Chuck, were spot on this evening.
All three of them. I could throw Alex Free in there, but I don't want to give out three. So, but they were terrific. They did exactly what they needed to do. They had a game plan, and they executed it very, very well.
A marvelous game for senior Trevor Huber, as Chuck noted, 14 points for that senior. Xavier Lowe is a senior. Gavin McClintock, a 5'9 senior. Fourth senior, Lucas Hartle. A young club this year for first-year head coach Aaron Kloffenstein. Wealth of talent coming back. Jackson Center will be rock solid and better in 24-25 for sure.
Well, they're going to be a good basketball team. They're going to miss Hartle, but they're going to have all summer to get the pieces put together. They had a nice JV team, and I think Sayre is going to become more than just a three-point shooter for them.
Yeah, Lucas Hartle, Gavin McClintock, Xavier Lowe, and Trevor Huber, the seniors. Yep. This segment of our broadcast presented by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Kettering Fairmont. Trent Arena, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, about ready to sign off after two games here tonight in the boys division four regional semis, won by Rushi and by Troy Christian. They're on a collision course Friday night at 7. We're on the air here at 6:20. Don't forget now on Thursday afternoon, airtime 12:20, tip off 1 o'clock. Fort Loramie girls against Convoy Crestview. Two dynamite heavyweights in girls Division IV basketball in Ohio this year. And they lock horns at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Something's got to give, Chuck.
Well, two really good basketball teams playing their best basketball of the season right now. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to see when you get down to UD.
Yeah, both clubs with a couple of young ladies around 6 feet tall. Can Fort Loramie turn Convoy Crestview over a little bit and get an advantage in transition? We'll find out on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they, if they don't, they're going to get beat.
And if Fort Loramie were to win on Thursday afternoon, girls D4 state championship, 10:45 tip on Saturday morning. We're on the air at about 10 a.m. on Saturday morning from the UD Arena, as this season 2023-24 winds down. We got a start, Chuck, back in 2006 and 2007, so by my count, scoresbroadcast.com is winding up its 18th year.
Yeah, that's impressive.
18 years. It seems like just yesterday we got started. Jeff Bray earlier tonight was texting. It was Jeff Bray and me on the air originally, in 06, 7, 8, 9. Then Chuck McBee, and we went all the way to the state Final Four with John Willoughby's Houston Wildcats.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I remember Jeff and I doing a game right up there in that corner, the regional game. And, yeah, it was that was fun. That was a good start, and I've enjoyed my time doing this.
And then we had great excitement in 2011 when the Anna girls won the D3 state title a year later.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, Anna's girls had a real run there.
Yep.
With Coach Billing, and his daughter was pretty darn good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so many thanks for our online listeners who joined us across West Central Ohio, around the state, Midwest, all of the states in the U.S., even around the world. We hear every now and then from employees at companies in the region who are working on the road over in Europe, and they're setting their clocks at 2 or 3 in the morning to listen to a 7 o'clock scoresbroadcast.com game back here in West Central Ohio in Shelby County.
Well, Saturday, nothing says high school basketball more than starting a game at 10 in the morning.
Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks very much to Aaron Klopfenstein, first-year head coach, Jackson Center. Exciting season, wealth of talent coming back. Tigers will be dynamite in 24-25, that is for sure. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it so much. Oh, you're so welcome. Online listeners, thanks. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Rushi wins 71-20 over Lancaster Fisher Catholic, and Jackson Center loses to Troy Christian 57-47.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.